DubCNN.com. Javon here with a man that needs no introduction. Tech Nine, man. You a funny dude. How are you doing, man?
I'm hanging over, but I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm still laying in my bed in the back of the tour bus. I was supposed to get off at the House of Blues in San Diego because you can't park in front of it. So I stayed on the back of my bus. Now, keep in mind that this is Kid Rock's bus. I'm looking at my shower that got Detroit D's all in it. And I'm still laying in my bed. And the whole crew is off the bus, so I'm riding somewhere far away with the bus driver. I have no idea where I'm going. I have no idea where I'm going.
Speaking of having no idea where you're going, man, we off the record before we started, we were talking about, you know, upcoming shows and whatnot, and you said, well, yeah, I think that's right. Well, if that's right where I'm going, you're a road warrior, man. What is it like to just city after city, just, you know, spreading the gospel of Tech Nine? Does it all become a blur?
Yeah, man, it becomes a blur. We remember the fans, the show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the places, like if you were to ask me, like a couple days from now, where were you at last night? I'd be like, I think, it takes a minute. Like we were in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's hard to, because we're going every day. We have a show every day. We never really have an off day. So, you know what I mean? It all runs together. So I don't really look at the schedule or the tour book to see what we got next, because it will seem impossible. I just wake up and say, where are we? And they say, we're in San Diego. I'm like, ah, okay.
Now I want to ask you about this. I was talking to somebody, you know, a couple years ago, and the person said to me, and I kind of believe this, that life is built up off a lot of different experiences. So the fact that there's such a fast pace in your life with going city to city, are you able to really enjoy those, you know, different experiences, whether it's with your children, whether it's with the loved one, whether it's just with creating music? Talk about, you know, some of the more special experiences that you've had the chance of taking part in over the last maybe couple of years.
Well, the thing about it is, man, we do meet and greets, you know what I'm saying, for the VIPs. You know what I mean? They get from 3 to 4, from 3 to 4, they get to, they stand in line and they get to get stuff signed by me, and they get to talk, you know what I mean? And we meet a lot of interesting people, man. And the crazy thing is now, though, when we first started doing the VIPs, man, there was only like 7 to 10 people in every town, man.
Yeah.
On this tour, 300, 200, 185, 200, 285, 300, and it's more than an hour now. It's like 3 hours everywhere, man. You know what I mean? And it's harder because the fans have so much to say, and all of them say the same thing. You get me through. You got me through, man. I almost died. Tech, I almost wanted to end it, but your music got me through. We hear it every day, man. And it's unfortunate that I'm gone so much away from my family, you know what I'm saying, away from my kids. And that's why I'm so happy I get to see them today, because I can't remember the last time I seen my girls, man. I think when I was out in L.A. for Christmas. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's a hard thing. But the fans and the smiles that we get and the love that we get is overwhelming, dude. You know what I mean? And that's something to experience off top, because while you're nervous on stage because your show and your rhymes are so intricate and you want to do it right and they know all the words, and if you mess up the words, they'll notice it. And that's nervous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like I started really tapping into their smiles, man. Everybody's smiling, dude. You know what I'm saying? And that relaxes me, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a wonderful experience to see all these new people coming, all these older fans still there, you know what I'm saying, supporting, man. It's the most beautiful thing. Like, you don't think that after being in it for 20 years plus, man, that it's going to keep growing like this, man. And I'll never get used to it. I'll never be content with just what we got. We have to touch the rest of the world, and that's what we're doing, brother.
That's cool. And on a quick aside, it's funny you mentioned talking about family and whatnot. I do spit every once in a while, and I recorded a song a couple of days ago, and my sons were there. So I have an 11-year-old and a 6-year-old, and they hadn't seen me really record, and my youngest had never really been a part of it. And so I was just before you called, he's sitting on the couch, and he's reciting some of the things that he heard me say. So when you talk about that family interaction and being able to, I mean, I would imagine and that's cool to, for your children to grow up and they really probably embrace what daddy does, even though he's away, but really embrace and enjoy what you do.
Man, let me tell you like this, they're the biggest Tech N9ne fans I know, bro, and like I get to see them tonight. It's the craziest thing to see my little ones at the top of the VIP area in these House of Blues things, and there, and when I'm singing my lyrics, I can see singing it back to me, like even the older stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's such a wonderful thing, man. It's such a wonderful thing.
That's beautiful.
Because my little ones, my firstborn Aaliyah, she's 18 now, man. You know what I'm saying? And my little Rainbow, she just turned 14 March 25th.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And my son, outside of my marriage, Don Terrence, he's 18. You know what I mean? And he keeps calling me every day, like, Daddy, I want to come out there. I want to see a show. Da-da-da-da. I want to go to Denver. I want to go to Vegas. I'm like, you're not coming to Vegas.
Right. We know about that.
I know he's 18, but you ain't coming to Vegas.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing to see them grow up in my music, man, and to grow up in other music. Like, when you listen to their iPod, man, and they're listening to Africa Bambaataa, you know what I'm saying? The Soul Sonic Force, Planet Rock, and they listen to If I Rule the World by Curtis Blow, you know what I'm saying? And just old school stuff also, man. They got really wonderful music taste, and that's how I was. And they're beautiful human beings, man. You know, I'm so blessed to have chill-ass children, dude. You know what I mean? You know, I got a song on my new album, Something Else. It has me, Big Crit, and Game is doing his verse right now. CeeLo did the hook. It's called That's My Kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the last thing I say is, like, instead of me watching them disappear in the night air, I'm a graduation fan. That's my kid right there.
I love
like,
that.
Proud that my kid didn't pick up my negative thing that I grew up in. You know what I'm saying? Gangbanging and blood gang, all that kind of shit. I'm glad my son didn't pick that up. I'm glad he's starting to pick up a pen now instead of a gun. You feel me, man? It's just so wonderful that he didn't latch on to my negativity that I grew up in. You know what I'm saying? And it's easy to do. You know, when they see daddy wearing these colors and he tries to wear the colors and I got to check him and like, hey, nuh-uh.
Right.
And the fact that he's ready to go to college now, you know what I'm saying? I just really wanted to write that song and I wanted to get these other rappers on it, man, you know what I'm saying? Because I wanted people to see another side of these people, you know what I'm saying? And I thought Game would be perfect, you know what I mean, on the third verse of the song, and that's my kid, and CeeLo, I've been trying to get a hook from him for a long time, and he finally came through for me, man, and it's a beautiful thing to be proud of your children, man, and you don't have to be the one that's mourning your child's death.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Over some bullshit.
That's true. I love that, man. So you mentioned Something Else, and I appreciate you taking a couple minutes with us. So last couple questions, man. So Something Else, talk about, you know, what people can expect. I know when I've seen you perform and I've listened to your album, so there's always that high level of expectation whenever you release something. But Something Else, what's that about? You talked about the song that you, the collaboration that you have where that's my kid. But talk about, you know, how do you maintain that high level of artistry, and just talk about Something Else and what people can expect.
I pay attention to my fans and what they want, but I also do exactly what I feel when I feel it, and I'm like the element of surprise. You know, that first song you hear is going to surprise the hell out of you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I can't talk about it because the feature is so massive, you know what I mean? And it's like, I have to come out packing punches, man, because I still have a chip on my shoulder to show these people this is independently done.
Right.
And these major cats is coming through for me, you know what I'm saying, the people that I deem wonderful lyrically.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I got a lot of people that I'm still trying to get songs from, and these are the last days because it comes out June 25th. I got to wrap up in some weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's kind of cocky to say that it's going to be better than all sixes and sevens, but I had to make it better than all sixes and sevens in my eyes, because when you got stuff on there like Buck Food with T-Pain and Wayne and Pornographic with Snoop and E-40 and If I Could with the Deftones and The Boogeyman with Mint Condition and Worldwide Choppers with Busta and Twista and Yellow Wolf and everybody, you know what I mean?
Don't do it to him like that.
What'd you say?
I said, don't do it to him like that now, man.
Oh, man. I'm just saying, that's what I did on all sixes and sevens.
Yeah.
So this one has to be like, boom, you know what I mean? And it was hard to do, man, but beat-wise, I did it.
Yeah.
Lyrically-wise, I did it. Feature-wise, I'm still trying to top it.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I hear you, man. Well, let folks know, I won't say let them know what city you're going to next, because we know that that's a blur, but let folks know how they can stay in touch with Tech N9ne and with Strange Music and everything. You know, any last words for Dub CNN?
What did you say?
I said any last words for Dub CNN. Let folks know how they can stay in tune with what's going on with Tech N9ne.
Oh, yeah, man. If you want to find anything out about Tech N9ne, you go to The Real Tech9.com, you know what I'm saying? You can find everything, tour dates, merchandise, you know what I mean? Gossip, anything, man, you know what I'm saying? Good and bad stuff, all our artists, you know what I'm saying? Riff is about to come out with an album. Calhoun just came out with an album. Brother Lynch just came out with an album. Steph Crew just had their album drop a couple of days ago.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Chris Calico and Son of Sam coming. There's just so much going on, man, and you can find it at TheRealTech9ne.com, and we're on Twitter at Tech9ne, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, we're moving, and today we're in San Diego, and tomorrow you just let me know we're going to pay dues. Thank you.
No problem.
You know, it's all a blur, brother, because we're here to get the fans off, man, and every night it's been a sold-out show, man, 12 straight sold-out shows. Last night was show 12, sold out. Tonight is show 13, sold out. Do you know how wonderful that feels?
Now,
this late in the game.
Now, real quick, I know I said that was the last question. I lied. I'm sorry. I got to ask you. It started out with...
You got Tech N9ne on the phone, man. You're supposed to be able to go. It's spontaneous. You know what I'm saying? It never can be totally mapped out with Tech N9ne on the phone, man, because it's clusterfuckish. You can do whatever you
want to
do.
Now, you started out obviously with just you, and so when you mentioned you just listed off all the different artists that are having success underneath Strange, and how gratifying is that? See the artists have that success, man.
Man, that's what we're in it for, to see their kids happy and their kids taken care of, man. That's what it's all about, man.
Right.
Being able to provide for your children, man, and make a better life for them. And if music is a way to do it, we're going to try to do it for everybody that I choose. You know what I mean? I love to see Seth's crew out here really happy and really, you know what I'm saying, appreciative of what's going on with their album, Constant Energy Struggles, just dropping, and the fans taking to them every night on stage, man. And the same thing for Ritz, you know what I'm saying, the newer artists, man. I just love to see it happen for them also, because I've seen it happen for me, and we're going to push it and push it. Man, when I sign somebody, man, my hopes is they surpass me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My hopes is if they'll surpass me, man, in sales, they'll surpass me in fame. That's our goal, you know what I'm saying? And you know, that might be hard to do, but we're trying to do it, you feel me?
Yeah, I like that, man. And I think you mentioned a great point, because when you think about not only the artists themselves, but how that the ripple effect it has in the lives of the people that they're close to, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
yeah,
hey, Mr. Tech N9ne.
It's 100 to see, man. You know what I mean? And thus far, see, this is a horrible thing, because paid dues don't get to get the whole tour. They just get to get me.
Right.
But at some point, I'm bringing everybody out on stage. You know what I mean? And it's going down, brother. You know what I mean? We really got something to prove, because we are the independent. And I am the guy that they're so afraid of, the imagery, my album cover, and stuff like that. I am that guy. I am the black dude with the face paint. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I'm the weirdo. So, when everybody looks my way, I'm showing out, brother. You know what I'm saying? So that's what paid dues is for. to infect the non-believers, because there's a lot of them out there.
I heard that, man. Well, as you started off record, I'm going to say it like this. Yahtzee, man, I appreciate the time. I appreciate the time, man. And, I hope we can link up again, so I appreciate it.
I'll see you tomorrow, man, hopefully, right?
Yeah, yeah.